producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You had a call me a doctor.
Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Big topic, Ebola. They're saying it's still not under control. So the outbreak that's been in West Africa, in the news, and of course it's been going on and on and on. They still keep talking about it, and they're saying right now it costs at least $600 million to contain it, and they're saying it could pose a global threat. Now they said it's not just an African disease; it's a virus that's a threat to all humanity. Gail Smith, who's a special assistant to President Barack Obama and senior director to the U.S. National Security Council, told reporters during a news briefing that the highly virulent disease, which has claimed more than 1,900 lives so far, is spreading faster than health workers in Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone can manage. Dr. Tom Kenyon, who's the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said during the briefing, the World Health Organization has predicted as many 20,000 people in West Africa could become infected within the next 3 months. Now, Kenyon, who recently visited West Africa, said the tools to stop the outbreak do exist. They just have to be put into place. So a lot more treatment centers are being opened, and talks are underway with the African Union to send additional health workers into the area. So I think we're all confident that if we put these treatment units up, the health workers will come, and of course, they'll have to be adequately trained and supervised and equipped with protective equipment. But the big challenge right now is that the affected countries don't have the resources that they need. Hospitals don't have enough beds. There aren't enough ambulances. And the World Health Organization Assistant Director General for Health Security said all this recently to the USA Today. Fukuda said basic needs aren't being met in the hardest hit countries. The newspaper reported bodies are not being taken away quickly enough. People are hungry in the communities, and they don't know how they're going to get food. Really sad. So the World Health Organization is preparing emergency meetings in Geneva, Switzerland, Thursday and Friday to discuss the crisis and the need of responses. So the director of the CDC, Tom Frieden, said that the Ebola is primarily being spread in West Africa in two ways. First is among people caring for people with the disease, whether at home or in healthcare settings. Second is unsafe burial practices. So they're obviously not handling the bodies and whatnot in the proper manner. But recently, $20 million is needed, they say, to combat the outbreak. World Health Organization has asked for the nations to commit $450 million for the fight. President Barack Obama lent his weight on the Oval Office to focus the attention on the outbreak. He urged people in West Africa to know the facts on how to protect themselves from the disease. In a video address recently, Obama said to the residents of Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone, stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it. That's what he said. So, for starters, he noted the Ebola virus can't be spread through the air or through casual contacts like sitting next to someone on a bus. But the way the infectious disease is like a flu can be spread. You cannot get it from another person until they show you symptoms of the disease like a fever. So Obama urged people caring for patients to wear gloves and masks and to avoid touching the body of someone who's died of the disease. You can respect your traditions and honor your loved ones without risking the lives of the living, he said. So he explained that the virus is most often spread by coming into contact with body fluid, like sweat, saliva, and blood, of someone who's ill or died of the disease, because the virus actually still lives even after someone has passed for a period of time. Obama asked anyone who feels sick to get immediate medical help, saying that nearly half of people could recover with swift treatment at a medical center. And also, recently, the National Institutes of Health said the first human tests of an experimental Ebola vaccine are set to start this week. So the vaccine, which, of course, the organizations are developing within the drug company GlaxoSmithKline, has performed extremely well in primates, but hasn't been tested in people. So, again, it'll be interesting to see what happens with all of this, especially with the different the vaccines and all the different methods that they have. Interesting, to say the least, but, you know, hopefully that they will find, you know, just some solace in the middle of it all, because I really... My heart goes out to so many of those people because, I mean, again, it's spreading. And you've got, we don't know all the details. I mean, the media covers it, and I'm sure they're doing a great job. But really, at the end of the day, we get to a place where people aren't getting the help that they need, and we have to do everything we can to be able to support them. And hopefully we can do even more in the coming months. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. Let's go to Keith now. Hi, Keith.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom topper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours. With my busy and demanding schedule, I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Call
call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Also, don't forget our preferred wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition and lifestyle-based care to take you from where you are to where you need to be. And the network of these folks are growing every single day. Just let our team members know, and we'll get you the help that you need. Cheryl, you're next with us on the show. How can I help? Sleeping first, because they know that so much happens in our sleep that helps to regenerate and repair the body, that if you're not getting good sleep, it becomes one of the biggest challenges that, and hurdles of getting well that you can possibly face. So sleep is a big deal. But now they're saying that not getting enough good night's sleep is linked to a shrinking of the brain and the gray matter over time. Faster deterioration of three parts of the brain was seen in mostly older adults who had already had kind of a poor sleep quality, and not necessarily too little sleep, but sleep difficulties included having trouble falling asleep, waking up during the night, or waking up too early. It isn't clear whether poor sleep causes changes in the brain or whether shrinking brain causes poor sleep, so the chicken or the egg. But they said we spend roughly a third of our lives asleep, and sleep has been proposed to be the brain's housekeeper. It serves to restore and repair the brain in many ways. Lead researcher Claire Sexton, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Oxford in England, said it follows that if sleep is disrupted, then it processes and helps to restore and repair the brain. They're interrupted as well and can be less effective, but it's likely, she said, that the deterioration of the brain also contributes to difficulty sleeping. So it may be greater rates of decline in the brain volumes that makes it more difficult for a person to get a good night's sleep. And while visiting a research fellow at the University of Oslo in Norway, Sexton and her fellow researchers gave brain scans to about 147 Norwegian adults. Average age is about 54, and the study start and average about 3.5 years later. So after making the adjustments and the differences in the participants in physical activity, weight, and blood pressure, which were shown to affect sleep quality, the researchers compared changes in the participants' brain scans and reported the findings recently in the Journal of Neurology. Which is really, really interesting. Now, the sleep disturbance is such a common symptom among the general population, it really is, that becomes worse as you age if you don't do something about it or if you can't get to the root cause of it. So there's growing data to suggest that sleep disturbances may be a risk factor for poor outcomes in the terms of brain cells and other medical issues as well. There's a strong correlation not only with the poor quality of sleep, not shorter sleep. So the reduced brain size in poor sleepers were seen across all ages, regardless. So the changes can happen fairly quickly. Sexton made several suggestions, saying that a lot of tips include removing gadgets like the smartphones and tablets from the bedroom to get that blue light out of there, TVs out of there, not checking emails before bed, being physically active during the day, but wind it down at night. Also cut out the caffeine after about 2 o'clock and spend time out each day, regardless of what your job is, in the sunlight, because it makes a big difference. Helps with what we call the circadian rhythm and can help get those balanced out and helps tremendously when you're trying to get into really good sleep habits and patterns. Now, if you deal with blood pressure, you might want to look down, because if you have a spare tire, when it comes to excess pounds and blood pressure, all fat is not created equal. So research found that belly fat, which is, of course, the spare tire we talk about, boosts a person's odds for high blood pressure more than overall body fat. It's well known that obesity raises the risk of blood pressure, but it always wasn't clear how the location of fat in the body affects the overall risk. Well, according to the researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, they said that in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers tracked more than 900 people on average for about 7 years. Study participants were checked for fat located deep in the abdomen between the organs called visceral fat, and the fat located all over the body called in the lower body. But generally speaking, the visceral fat stores correlate with the apple shape as opposed to the pear shape. So having centrally located fat when you look in the mirror tends to correlate with higher levels of fat inside the abdomen. Now, a study senior author, Dr. Aslan Turr, he's a cardiologist, said that one in every four of the study participants developed high blood pressure at the end of the follow-up period after factoring in where the fat was located in the body. And the researchers found that only the abdominal fat was independently associated with high blood pressure. The link was present regardless of age, gender, or race. The researchers noted the strongest connection between abdominal fat and high blood pressure was seen with the fat located around the kidneys, which could suggest, they say, the effects from the fat around the kidneys are influencing the development of hypertension. So the stress and the pressure of the fat around the organ system could be to blame. So one of the big tips about it, you have to be cautious. I mean, it's one of those challenges. People think, you know, having a gut or a belly, not that big of a deal. It's a big deal. And really, not only is it bad for your health, but when you're talking about heart health and you're doing everything you can to really support the body, and you know, it comes down to diet. I mean, it really does. If we can manage our diet and modify our diet in certain ways, we can see great results with our overall health. Coming up, we're going to jump in more questions about your health. I see your calls, so we're going to jump to you in a moment as well. Check out the website, oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go to the website. Now, also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, all that information is at the website as well. Team members around the country to take you to the next level with your health. We'll be right back. You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it's really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to On Call Radio. We're here for you, on call for you every single day to empower your health and empower your life.
Many foods have the big trans fat free claims. Well, now they're saying that a lot of these processed foods contain more trans fats than you might expect, according to a New York City Health Department study. That's because many of the products that claim to be trans fat free actually contain some of the unhealthy fats. So researchers examined 4,000 of the top selling packaged foods and found that 9% actually had trans fats. This was reported by NBC News. One of the foods found to have trans fat, 84% said, had 0 grams of the artery-clogging substance, according to a study in the journal Preventing Chronic Disease. The labeling is cause for concern because consumers, seeing the zero trans fat, right, believe it. And, of course, I think it's a big challenge. I mean, they give these variants, allow companies to have like 0.3%. I think there ought to be no percent because of the dangers of what trans fats can do. But Jennifer Clapp, she is of the New York City Health Department and Mental Hygiene, said colleagues to the New York or to the NBC News and said, the labeling is cause for concern because consumers, don't know and are unaware. Very true. I totally agree with that. 100%. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
I was just wondering about concerning probiotics. Can you get overbalanced and too much of the good probiotics, or does it need to be a certain balance of good and bad?
That's a great question, because, I mean, with probiotics, again, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. You want as much good as possible. There's going to be bad there all the time just from our food, water supply. So you're going to have that there. But the good definitely needs to override the bad. The healthy bacteria, what it does for our immune system, how it helps our body process and utilize the nutrients, and what it can do to really support and develop the system is what we need to focus on. So that's what I would look at, really, is making sure you're getting enough of the good bacteria on a consistent basis. But I wouldn't worry about overloading it, that's for sure. The body has a unique ability to know what to do when things get, you know, almost like too much of anything, like vitamins. Once the some of them, different herbal supplements, when you've got enough and the body's got what it needs, it just kind of urinates the rest out. So it's somewhat similar here. The digestive tract going through the colon and all that really kind of self-regulates. You just need to give the body what it needs so that it can function and do well. All right? Thanks for that call. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. Now, if you want to answer in private, a lot of people do. They just don't want to be on the air, and that's okay. We have a whole system set up at the website. If you go there or if you call the number, the 888 number, then our team members will help you get whatever help that you need, get you to one of our doctors, get you to one of our team members that can answer your questions and can do so privately as well. OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Ever heard of that? Well, people with OCD say may have higher odds for schizophrenia. Now, again, schizophrenia being quite the challenge, but the findings shouldn't cause undue worry, they say, with people with OCD. So in the general population, about 1% of people who are diagnosed with schizophrenia, that's a proportion that jumps to 2% among those who already have the diagnosis of OCD. Dr. Alan Manovitz, who's not involved in the study but just reviewed it, he said even with this double risk, it could be an alarmist to suggest that a person with OCD has a high chance of developing schizophrenia. A clinical psychiatrist, Dr. Manovitz, said at the Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, he said all risk actually remains very small. OCD and schizophrenia are two distinct mental disorders, and prior research has suggested a link between the two conditions. Now, in a new study, Danish researchers led by Sandra Meir of the Aarhus University looked at data from about 3 million people that were born between 1955 and 2006. Of more than the 16,000 people who developed schizophrenia, about 3% of them had a prior diagnosis of OCD. Now, the data suggests that a prior diagnosis of OCD is associated with an increased risk of schizophrenia later in life. So, again, some genetic factors are at play, but the findings indicate some overlap between the OCD and schizophrenia, but do not suggest that the disorders could be combined into one diagnosis. Further research, they say, is needed. Of course, they always do. But they're saying that the correlation in the findings is significant and something to look into further. So it's interesting because those people that suffer with OCD and schizophrenia are in unique categories. And he said that he agrees with the study authors that much is needed to do, but you've got to look at the overlapping biological or genetic markers to see if any of those are in play. Another expert had a different take, said that at least some of the association may have been a result of the misdiagnosis in patients before. Notably, the study only looks at patients who have come in contact with a psychiatric hospital. That's one of the big issues. And the majority of mild to moderate OCD in patients treated have been the ones that have been helped the most. So, again, treatment is always important, but knowing what to do is also important as well. and having the right help, you know, the help along the way. Our food of the hour, which is really important. One of my favorites are almonds. Now, almonds are a superfood. Really, really powerful. And, of course, you want to do unsalted and not roasted in oil. You always want to go for the raw almonds. Now, sea salt is okay. No big deal there. But number one, they really help to lower the LDL cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. So high-fat food that's good for your health is really what almonds are. I mean, they're high in monounsaturated fats, the same type of health-promoting fat that's found in olive oil, which has been shown, in, of course, with a reduced risk of heart disease. Five large human studies have been done, one notably at the Iowa Health Study at the Adventist Hospital. And the researchers who studied data in the Nurses' Health Study estimated that substituting nuts for an equivalent amount of carbohydrate in an average diet resulted in a 30% reduction in heart disease risk. Researchers calculated the even more impressive risk reduction, about 45%, when fats from nuts were substituted for saturated fats, which is, you know, the primary fats found in a lot of the dairy products and meat. So the study was published in the British Journal of Nutrition, indicates that about lowering cholesterol, that almonds play a big role, the LDL cholesterol, and because of the plant sterols also found in nuts and the soluble fiber, it helps tremendously. So in addition to the cholesterol-lowering effects, almonds' ability to reduce heart disease risk may only be partly due to the components of vitamin E. It's loaded with vitamin E found in almonds, as well as the almonds' monounsaturated fats, which reduced LDL cholesterol by about 12%, which is really incredible if you think about it. I mean, of course, with statin drugs and the different options that are out there, taking a handful of nuts every single day, like almonds or even cashews or walnuts, can make a significant effect. I mean, the impact for cancer, when you read on all nuts across the board, really, for the most part, have a huge impact, walnuts specifically. But there's also magnesium and potassium within these. And so with heart attacks, of course, having that imbalance is really important. But creating the balance is extremely important. Potassium being an important electrolyte involved in nerve transmission and the contraction of all heart muscles played a big role. And, of course, the almonds promote cardiovascular health by providing about 160 milligrams of potassium and only 0.2 milligrams of sodium, which is the complete opposite of what most of our foods have. The almonds provide what they call double-barreled protection against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, lessening after meals the blood course surges, and helps to protect against diabetes and cardiovascular disease, most likely lessening to the increase in cholesterol-damaging free radicals and accompanies a large elevation in blood sugar. This one reason is why low glycemic index diets tend to lower the risk of diabetes and heart disease, right there. So the almonds appear to decrease after meal rises in blood sugar. This is why I'm always a big fan of, if you're going to eat a piece of fruit or if you're going to have any kind of carbohydrate, eat some almonds or some form of nuts with it, because it helps to regulate and stabilize the blood sugar levels. And this was all documented in the Journal of Nutrition and how it helps to do that. Researchers fed about 15 healthy subjects five meals, and of course they did different ratios between carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. But those in the test meals did better that had the almonds in it, bottom line. So further research shows that eating almonds along with a high glycemic index food significantly lowers the glycemic index of that meal. So see, it cuts down on how much the blood sugar is going to rise. And they said even in an overnight fast, nine healthy volunteers were fed test meals. Those were given the almonds had a better glucose reading the next morning because it helped to stabilize the blood sugar levels throughout the night. So people that get concerned about your blood sugar fluctuating at night, you're eating the wrong kinds of foods. Do protein and a handful of almonds or nuts before bedtime, and it can help stabilize blood sugar levels and also helps to retain lean muscle tissue as well. Coming up, jump in to grab more of your questions, and don't forget to check out the website, oncallradio.com.
Our Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and weight. Well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule, and finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The show online on callradio.com. Call now 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now we're talking about the value of eating the right kind of fats and how it can impact your overall health. And really, coming out of the high carbohydrate 80s, which was a complete, I think, complete nightmare. I mean, I think it threw our entire nation into a huge level of diabetes. But we're recovering from that now. And when people are understanding that you got to have fat in your diet, 30% of your overall diet needs to be in healthy fats, period. No questions asked. 25%, okay. There are some health experts that say even up to 40% of your diet can be in healthy fats. And you can do very, very well. So getting the right kind of nutrition is a big piece of this and putting the right kind of foods in. So going nuts for your heart is really the way to go. And what I mean by that is doing about 1 to 2 ounces of almonds or any, you know, any of the nuts that are raw and unsalted can make a big difference. I mean, the studies are just there and it's incredible how well people do. Simply by adding nuts to their daily diet. I mean, 2 to 3 ounces significantly help. I mean, it's incredible. When you look at what it can do for the British Journal of Nutrition said what it can do for coronary artery disease. I mean, just one serving a day lowered the risk, total risk, by 37%. That's a lot, by the way. So just by eating a handful of nuts every day, lowers it by 37%. So with heart disease being one of the leading health challenges in our country today, understanding that our diet and our lifestyle can be one of the best preventative risk factors for it is incredible. So understanding that you can do that makes a big, big difference. And, of course, improving the blood fats when you got HDLs and LDLs. The LDLs, the bad cholesterol. The HDLs, the good cholesterol, helps to balance that out as well. So, I mean, you start looking at this. That people get concerned about their waistline. They get concerned about dropping the belly fat. They don't want to eat fats because they think, well, that's going to make me fat. It's not the case. I mean, they've done studies where they've literally taken overweight and obese people and they consumed about 39% of their calories in the form of fat. 25% of that was monounsaturated. And they did this study where they looked at that where 18% of the calories or from fat, 5% monounsaturated, 53% from carbohydrate. Both diets supplied the same number of calories, okay? After 6 months, those on the almond-enriched diet had greater reductions in weight, okay, about 11%. Their waistlines dropped 9%, and overall body fat, 20%. Total body, I mean, it's incredible. Systolic blood pressure dropped. And they experienced a 62% greater reduction in their weight and BMI, 50% greater reduction in their waist circumference, and 56% greater reduction in body fat compared to those on the low-calorie, high-carbohydrate diet. So among those subjects who had type 1 diabetes, the diabetes medication reductions were sustained for another further 96%. But, I mean, eating nuts lowers the risk of weight gain. It's proven. And that's what's so incredible about it. So they're known to gain a lot of cardioprotective benefits, but they did this big study in the Journal of Obesity. And when you look at it, you know, again, just adding in nuts every single day, about 3 ounces, made these great strides for the waistlines, and just an incredible difference. So if you want to lose weight, have a smaller waistline, eat a handful of nuts every single day. It makes an incredible difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, give us a call. OnCallRadio.com. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
I have been diagnosed with narcolepsy, a sleep disorder, and I just wondered if there's anything that I could do to help with that.
Yeah, with narcolepsy, there's a couple things you've got to look at. First, you've got to get some testing done by your physician to make sure that your different neurotransmitters, so the dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, those sorts of things, make sure all the brain chemicals are in balance, that there's no nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering that could be a cause of that. So that's first and foremost. Then also, I would look at a couple things. I would look at, you know, what your patterns are. How's your circadian rhythm? How are your adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands? Now, a lot of this information is at the website. Go to oncallradio.com. And then, of course, our team members can always be helpful to you in this area, because sleep patterns are a big deal. In narcolepsy, typically there's a chemical imbalance within the brain. And once you start regulating those brain chemicals and the neurotransmitters, get the diet right and the nutrition right, most sleep experts now are seeing the value of changing your eating habits and understanding the roles of nutritional deficiencies and what they can do to the brain, how they can affect the brain in a negative way, and how replacing them can make a big difference in overall brain function. So you look at that as a whole, and you begin to see how the whole thing comes together. But it's incredible. Narcolepsy, brain chemistry, and nutrition are some of the biggest correlations within that as a whole. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well. So if you're dealing with something and you don't know where to turn, that's what this show is about. If you haven't told someone else about this show, tell them to tune in. Also, our television show every single day can be there to empower you, equip you, and encourage you to live a better life. Why? Because you deserve it. Why? Because you matter. Why? Because we need you to be healthy.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical conditions.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.